Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman Mem by Abraham Goldhar and Tirim Masechah Sota Daf Tez Zayin, the second parak Hayamevi. The Zichru Masechah Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas Torah. So the three tabs we're going to focus on are one. The Gemara asks regarding the Sota waters. Ein Sham Afar Moshi Yitin Afar. If there's no earth there, can he place ashes in the water instead? Afagav the Ikri Afar Hakab Karka Mishkan Ksiv. Do we say that even though the ashes are called Afar, but here it's written the floor of the Mishkan disqualifying ashes, or since it's used for a drasha earlier, it does not exclude ashes? The Gemara presents a brisa. B'shosh makomos halacha okevus mikra. In three places, halacha Moshe Misinai undermines the apparent meaning of a pasuk. Number one, the blood of a shechted wild animal or bird may be covered with anything, although the pasuk says earth. A nazu shaves with anything is chayv, although it says razor. And a get may be written on anything, although the pasuk implies parchment. If ashes could be used for a sota, why was it not listed here? The Gemara answers that the list is not exhaustive and explains that another was left out, that a matzor's second shaving is total, like a gourd, although drushes would imply it's not. The Gemara suggests three reasons why this case may not belong in the brisa. Point number two is Tana Braisa, Shloshet Tzrikin Sheyira'u, three things must be visible. Afar Sota, the earth of the Sota must be visible in the water. The Afar Par, the ashes of the Par Duma, must be visible in the spring water. Barok Yavama, and the spittle of the Yavama performing Chalitza. Rabbi Shmuel adds another, Af Dam Tzipor, also the blood of a Metzor's bird, must be visible in the spring water. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the two terms Bedam and Bamaim together teach Maybe Maim Shadam Sipur Nikor Behen. He brings the amount of water in which the blood of the bird will be recognizable, which the sages set at a raviz. Rabbi Yirmi asks Rabbi Zera, Gadol Medeches is a Maim, a large bird which its blood overwhelms the water. Katana Venitches Mifnei Maim, Mahu, or a small bird whose blood is overwhelmed by the water, what then? Tosus explains that he wondered how the sages could unequivocally declare, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that a raviz is the correct amount regardless of the bird's size. Rabbi Zera objected to his question and said that the rabbis arrived at a raviz through measurements and this amount is fit for all sized birds which are valid for a mitzorah. And point number three, he was taught in a braisa, hiktim afar lamaim puzzle. If one placed the earth in the vessel before the water, it is invalid. Rabbi Shimon holds it is valid. Rabbi Shimon makes a gezer shav between the ashes of paraduma and the earth of a sota teaching. Just as with the sota, the earth should be put on the water, so too with paraduma, the ashes should be placed on the water. Umakan hiktim afar lamaim kasha, also just as here, by paraduma, if he placed the ashes before the water, it is valid. Avahalan hiktim afar lamaim kasha, so too here with the sota, if he placed the earth before the water, it is valid after the fact. The law of par when the ashes are placed first is itself disputed. Rabbi Shimon derives, based on contradictory terms in the pasuk, that either order is valid. The Rabbanan hold that only one of the terms is teaching the order, and they reason, just as we find in all places, the permitter is on top, meaning the earth of Sota, which tests her, and the blood of a Masora's bird permits the water for its sprinkling, afkan makshir lamala. Here too, the permitter, meaning the ashes, must be on top. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara asks regarding the Sota waters. Ein sham afar moshi ten afer. If there's no earth there, can he place ashes in the water instead? Afagav the ikre afar hakab karka mishkan ksiv. Do we say that even though the ashes are called afar, but here it's written the floor of the mishkan disqualifying ashes, or since it's used for a drasha earlier, it does not exclude ashes? The Gemara presents a brisa. B'shosh makomos halacha okevus mikra. In three places, halacha Moshe Misinai undermines the apparent meaning of a pasuk. Number one, the blood of a shechted wild animal or bird may be covered with anything, although the pasuk says earth. A nazu shaves with anything is chayv, although it says razor. And a get may be written on anything, although the pasuk implies parchment. If ashes could be used for a sota, why was it not listed here? The Gemara answers that the list is not exhaustive and explains that another was left out, that a matzor's second shaving is total, like a gourd, although drushes would imply it's not. The Gemara suggests three reasons why this case may not belong in the brisa. Point number two is Tana Braisa, Shloshet Tzrikin Sheyira'u, three things must be visible. Afar Sota, the earth of the Sota must be visible in the water. The Afar Par, the ashes of the Par Duma, must be visible in the spring water. Barok Yavama, and the spittle of the Yavama performing Chalitza. Rabbi Shmuel adds another, Af Dam Tzipor, also the blood of a Metzor's bird, must be visible in the spring water. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the two terms Bedam and Bamaim together teach Maybe Maim Shadam Sipur Nikor Behen. He brings the amount of water in which the blood of the bird will be recognizable, which the sages set at a raviz. Rabbi Yirmi asks Rabbi Zera, Gadol Medeches is a Maim, a large bird which its blood overwhelms the water. Katana Venitches Mifnei Maim, Mahu, or a small bird whose blood is overwhelmed by the water, what then? Tosfos explains that he wondered how the sages could unequivocally declare, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that a ravis is the correct amount regardless of the bird's size. Rabbi Zera objected to his question and said that the rabbis arrived at a ravis through measurements, and this amount is fit for all size birds, which are valid for a mitzorah. And pointing with you, he was taught in a brayse, the hikdim afer lamayim puzzle. If one placed the earth in the vessel before the water, it is invalid. Rabbi Shimon holds it is valid. Rabbi Shimon makes a gezer shav between the ashes of paraduma and the earth of a sota, teaching, just as with the sota, the earth should be put on the water, so too with paraduma, the ashes should be placed on the water. Umakan hikdim afer lamayim kasha, also just as here, by paraduma, if he placed the ashes before the water, it is valid. Avahon hikdim afer lamayim kasha, so too here with the sota, if he placed the earth before the water, it is valid after the fact. The law of par when the ashes are placed first is itself disputed. Rabbi Shimon derives, based on contradictory terms in the pasuk, that either order is valid. The Rabbanan hold that only one of the terms is teaching the order, and they reason, Mamatzin b'komak makshir l'mala, just as we find in all places, the permitter is on top, meaning the earth of sota, which tests her, and the blood of a mitzvah's bird permits the water for its sprinkling, afkan makshir l'mala. Here too, the permitter, meaning the ashes, must be on top. All right, so now we go to our siman daf tes zayin, and our standard siman is toes, and we often use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. The acrobat with the big red toes swinging through the air, bringing ashes for a sota, since no earth could be found, looked down and saw the earth of the sota visible in the water, as a cone was being rebuked for initially putting the earth in the vessel before the water. Once again, in slow motion. The acrobat with the big red toes, acrobat with big red toes? That must be on daf. Tez Zion, toes. The acrobat with the big red toes swinging through the air, bringing ashes for a sota, since no earth could be found, which reminds us we have the question whether afer, ashes, can be used for the sota waters. So the acrobat with the big red toes swinging through the air, bringing ashes for a sota, since no earth could be found, looked down and saw the earth of the sota visible in the water, which reminds us it was taught in a brisa, shosha tzrikin shiyeru, three things must be visible. Afer sota, the earth of the sota must be visible in the water. Afer para, the ashes of the para duma must be visible in the spring water. Verok yavama, and the spittle of the yavama performing chalitza. And we have a makos where this applies also to the blood of the mitzvah's bird. So the acrobat with the big red toes swinging through the air, bringing ashes for a sota since no earth could be found, looked down and saw the earth of the sota visible in the water, as a cone was being rebuked for initially putting the earth in the vessel before the water, which reminds us. It was taught in a brisa, hikdim afer lamayim pasuk, if one place the earth in the vessel before the water, it is invalid. Rabbi Shimon holds it is valid based on a gezer shav between the ashes of the paraduma and the earth of a sota. So once again, the acrobat with the big red toes swinging through the air, bringing ashes for a sota since no earth could be found, looked down and saw the earth of the sota visible in the water, as a cone was being rebuked for initially putting the earth in the vessel before the water. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazar. Daf Yud Beis. So the Siman Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 red-haired brothers. 12 brothers? That must be one Daf Yud Beis. The 12 red-haired brothers who divorced their red-haired wives upon the instruction of their leader, but then celebrated by a river upon remarrying them, which reminds us about Amram's divorce and then remarrying Yocheved based on Miriam's advice, because she said that his decree was harsher than Paro's. So the 12 red-haired brothers who divorced their red-haired wives upon the instruction of their leader, but then celebrated by a river upon remarrying them, were shocked when they saw a princess stretch out her very long arm to snatch a baby from the water, which reminds us the Gemara discusses Basri retrieving Moshe from the Nile, and the Malchokas of the Pasuk that states, V'tishlach es amasa v'tikachea, she sent out her ama to take the basket, refers to one of her maidservants, meaning Gabriel left one alive because it's inappropriate for a princess to stand alone, or ama refers to her arm, meaning that her arm extended greatly to reach him. So the 12 red-haired brothers who divorced their red-haired wives upon the instruction of their leader, but then celebrated by a river upon remarrying them, were shocked when they saw a princess stretch out a very long arm to snatch a baby from the water and hand him to his mother to nurse with pay. Which reminds us that they brought Moshe around to all the Egyptian women, but he didn't nurse in them. Because Baruch Hu said, Pesh ha'askilu dabri meshchina, yinek davar tameh, should the mouth, which is destined to speak with the shechina, nurse of a non-kosher substance, meaning food that was eaten by an Egyptian wet nurse? Paro's daughter said to Yocheved, hey lichi, as the yelled hazet, take this child and nurse him for me. And not only did Yocheved nurse Moshe, but she was paid to do so. Daf Yud Gimel, so the simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah boy, that must be more on Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy at the red-themed bar mitzvah party who came out wearing a mask of Esav's reddish head, whose eyes dramatically popped out, which reminds us the Gemara relates how Esav tried to prevent Yaakov's burial in Maariv HaMakpela and how Hushim ben Dan took offense with the delay and killed him. So, the bar mitzvah boy at the red-themed bar mitzvah party who came out wearing a mask of Esav's reddish head, whose eyes dramatically popped out and rolled right next to a metal coffin floating on water, which reminds us it was taught in the Brisa Bo Rei Kama Chavivas mitzvahs al Moshe Rabbeinu. Come and see how precious mitzvahs were to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekol Yisrael kuon nisasku bebizav unisasak bemitzvahs. For all Bnei Yisrael were occupied with gathering booty, but Moshe Rabbeinu was preoccupied with mitzvahs, meaning finding Yosef's coffin, which according to one opinion ended up floating up to the surface of the Nile. So the bar mitzvah boy at the red-themed bar mitzvah party who came out wearing a mask of Esav's reddish head, whose eyes dramatically popped out and rolled right next to a metal coffin floating on water, which was raised by a great man who lived to 120, who died on the day he was born. Which reminds us, Moshe Rabbeinu described himself on the last day of his life as 120 years old, Hayom, today. The Gemara explains this, meaning, Hayom ma'u yamai ushnosai, today my days and years have been filled. This teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu completes the years of the tzaddikim from day to day and from year to year. As it says, Es mispar yamecha amale, the number of your days I will fill. Daf Yudal. So the Simmer Daf Yudal is a hand, and we often use a juggler in the Simmon. So here goes. The juggler juggling red clothes for the unclothed with his left hand while visiting the sick, which reminds us the pasuk Acharei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu, Hashem your God you should follow, means Halech Acher Midosav Shekadosh Baruch Hu, to follow the attributes of Hashem, Mahu Malbish Arumim, just as He clothes the naked. As we find that Hakadosh Baruch Hu provided clothing for Adam and Chava, you too should clothe the naked. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bikur Choim, Hashem visited the sick. When He visited Avram, Afata Bakir Choim, you too visit the sick, and so on. So the juggler juggling red clothes of the unclothed with his left hand while visiting the sick told the patient how much he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, which reminds us Moshe Rabbeinu desired to enter Eretz Yisrael to do the many mitzvahs that can only be fulfilled there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, do you seek anything other than to receive reward? Ma'ale ani alecha ki lasisam. I'll consider it for you as if you fulfilled those mitzvahs. So the juggler juggling red clothes of the unclothed with his left hand while visiting the sick told the patient how much he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, and juggled all the parts that are brought with a mincha with his right hand. Which reminds us, the second parrot begins by describing the differences between the mincha of a sota and an ordinary mincha, and the Gemara brings a brisa which details the entire procedure of a standard mincha. Dav Tezvav. So the simmer Dav Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The huge red fruit bowl, that must be on Dav Tezvav, Tu Bishvat. The huge red fruit bowl containing the Shemet and Lavona, which were not brought with the Minchas Chota, which reminds us the Minchas Chota and Chatas lack elements of standard Karbanah such as Shemet and Lavona, so they should not be beautified. So the huge red fruit bowl containing the Shemet and Lavona, which were not brought with the Minchas Chota, was placed next to the earthenware vessel that looked new and had to have a log of water in it, which reminds us the next Mishnah states, Hayam maybe Piyali Shacharis, the Kohen would bring an earthenware vial, but Nosin Lasoch Chetzi log mine, Minakira, and put in it a half log of water from the Akira. Rav Yehuda said a revius of water was used. The Gemara brings additional lachos that it should look new and not be black. So the huge red fruit bowl containing the Shema and Lavona, which were not brought with the Minchas Chote, was placed next to an earthenware vessel that looked new and had half a log of water in it, that was sitting on top of some earth taken from the temple's floor, which reminds us the Gemara brings a source of the earth used for the Sota waters must be taken from this floor space in the Heichal. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do we learn the halachas of the earthenware vessel? That's on Dav Tezvav. Good. Number 2, which stuff do we learn the Moshe Rabbeinu lived to 120 and died on the day he was born? That's on Dav Yud Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which stuff we have a melchok is whether the mei sota are valid if one places the earth in the vessel before the water? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we discuss why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael? That's on Daf Yadal. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that three things must be visible? The earth and the mei sota, the ash of the parduma and the mechatas, and the yavama spit? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you discuss why Minchas Chota and Chatas lack elements of standard Karbanas? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you learn what happened when Esav tried to delay Yaakov's burial in Maariv HaMakpela? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you discuss the source that the earth used for the Mei Sota is taken from the floor of the Heichal? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good number nine. Which definitely we have two different pshatim in V'yakamel Chadash. And what happened to Paro's three advisors? That's on Dav. Yidav. Good. And number 10. Which definitely we discuss if ashes can be used for Sota waters in place of earth? That's on Dav. Tezayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.